When it comes to implementing an infrastructure that an organization needs in order to perform an agile transformation or to scale their DevOps operation, there's one company we always turn to, and more specifically, one person who we turn to in order to get insights, and that's Mick Kirsten of TaskTop. The DevOps Summit is happening this week in San Francisco, and we wanted to talk to Mick about what's happening in the DevOps world. And the first question we posed to him was whether he saw this new trend towards DevOps as simply being the natural evolution of the Agile methodology.
Yes and no. So I think, you know, there's a fair amount of confusion, and, you know, some vendors, I think, you know, tried to early co-opt DevOps as being the end-to-end thing. Rather than basically, you know, providing this layer of continuous integration, continuous delivery, really between development and operations, as the name implies. But I think the thing is that there's just confusion about it. And I think where we're at today is that the people who are practicing DevOps really do think of it as this, you know, this layer and that drives continuous delivery, right? The automation, the practices, the cultural stuff needed to drive continuous delivery. But what's interesting in terms of kind of the bigger picture thing is that those same champions embracing DevOps in the organizations are the ones who want to drive the bigger picture transformation, which is this, you know, large-scale, agile, enterprise agile, this larger lean transformation. So I think it's, you know, since, say, IBM was calling DevOps everything having to do with this SDLC and ALM and all the old acronyms, It has become more focused, but, you know, really it's where a lot of the large-scale software delivery transformations are being driven from, so I think it's, you know, it's no less important.
So TaskTop is the industry leader in terms of ALM and DevOps and agile transformation tooling. When an organization comes to you and says they want to embark on a DevOps transformation or an agile transformation, how do you guide them?
The interesting thing is that we don't guide them. We give them an infrastructure for this transformation, and really an infrastructure for, you know, for them to innovate, an infrastructure for innovation. And there are now so many organizations and companies trying to guide the, you know, various customers DevOps transformations that I think we're, you know, there's just a ton of activity on that front. And the reason, you know, this is, you'll hear a bit less about this at the conferences where a lot of success case studies are showcased. I think the typical Agile and DevOps transformation fails. So there's now more failure in these transformations in the industry than there's success. And, you know, this is something that I think people in the Agile community started realizing a couple of years ago, probably, that at large scales, the Agile transformations are failing. And now, you know, because DevOps has been this new catalyst in these large IT shops, and a great one, it's critical, we're now seeing some DevOps transformations start failing. And these organizations grappling onto how to make them successful, while at the same time, like, changing their entire strategy around, you know, what their get the cloud strategy is, what their tool chain strategy is, how they're going to do Agile, you know, how they're going to deploy. Are they going to invest more in a data center, or more in infrastructure as a service, or more in, you know, move to AWS more aggressively, and those kinds of things. So we what we do is we just help the organizations who realize that to get through this transformation, you need an infrastructure that allows you to plug these different tools in, plug these tools and practices in. It's no longer just one vendor that's going to give you your end-to-end DevOps tool chain and connect it to your Agile, your finance tools, everything else. You now need a tool infrastructure that's modular enough to let you plug these pieces in. And really, that's what we provide. So for us, it's a fairly simple equation. You want to have a connected value stream. You want to have visibility across the value stream. You need infrastructure to do that. You can't hand code that as all this, you know, API glue code that's going to completely fall apart when you make one change. You need an infrastructure for that, and TaskTop has become that infrastructure for the largest Agile DevOps transformations on the planet, because it allows the IT organization to create a value stream of all these different tools, the new open source tools, you know, the latest DevOps tools they're using, be that, you know, Jenkins or Puppet and Docker, and, you know, right to the layer above that with, you know, all the disruption I've seen from Atlassian and a bunch of the other Agile vendors and newcomers like LinkedIn and so on. So we're giving them just the infrastructure for that transformation, while you've got this massive effort from all sorts of vendors and consultants on helping them through that transformation and doing the training and doing the, you know, the cultural coaching and all those other things.
Now, you mentioned providing an infrastructure to make it easier for organizations to adopt and be successful at DevOps. What does that type of infrastructure look like?
Right. So I think, you know, this is interesting because, Cameron, you and I like code, and which means we like things like modularity. And I think the interesting thing is that infrastructure needs to allow you to plug tools together and to layer processes over those tools. So I think the really big thing is that, you know, we're now moving from, well, startups, small organizations have already moved from that old world where you've got this one ALM, SDLC platform from one or two vendors, and that's it, right? That old world is just effectively gone. It's now these best-of-breed tools, which are really great for the various practitioners. And so the common things with that, you know, that infrastructure has to support is to connect all these tools and then to follow the principles of DevOps, right, where information flows, where you have these feedback loops. You know, where you've really got, you know, it's really the three ways, three ways of DevOps. You know, you need flow, you need feedback, and then once you've got those things, then you can actually do these things, like get the visibility that you need for continuous learning, which is really figuring out, you know, where are your bottlenecks? Where do you invest? Do you need to hire more developers, or do you need to reduce the time that you take to, you know, to design up front? Because this is the massive problem, and the reason these things are failing is that these organizations at a leadership level don't understand where to invest resources today because they don't know their bottlenecks because none of that stuff's connected. So really what's needed is this infrastructure that allows you to leverage these best-of-breed tools, but that allows information to flow.
Now, as we both know, the industry is completely falling in love with Docker and container-based technology. How is Docker changing the way you create your tools and your infrastructure, and how is it changing the way organizations consume DevOps?
So I think this is a really, really positive and great movement to see the adoption of Docker, and something that we're both building on a lot internally, that our tool chain is leveraging, that our integration factory, the way we test this and say, you know, we're testing 350 tools continually. And all of that, of course, has to be automated when you're testing, you know, some old version of ClearQuest against the latest version of Pivotal Tracker, and loading them up with all this data and running the over 500,000 tests a day that we run on these tools. So we're very happy that this is happening because it enables, in the end, these tool chains to, you know, just to become more pluggable, more easy to deploy, more easy to upgrade, and all those sorts of things, which in the end is what we enable these companies to do, is to plug these things together. So we're actually very happy with this. We leverage it internally. Now, in terms of the actual vendor adoption of these things, we're starting to see customers ask for Docker-based deployments, but it's still early days. So customers would like to deploy some of their lifecycle tools, their Agile and DevOps tools, as Docker containers and manage them that way in their infrastructure, but that's still, you know, that's not common. It's actually extremely rare, I would say, that they're consuming Docker images from their tool vendors. But again, it's something that needs to happen, the direction we really want to see things go, to make these tool chains even more pluggable.
So where can people go to find out more?
Yeah, so TaskUp.com, you know, look or Google for TaskUp DevOps, and then you'll see all of the links that you need to see, all the activity that we've got going at the conference, and how we're helping the largest and most interesting DevOps transformations out there succeed.